Welcome to the Black Widow Diaries with Salome Hardy. Our guest for this podcast is Vina, who is a dear friend of mine, and I believe that her story will touch many. I hope you enjoy, and I hope that you find some type of solace as we go through this quarantine. It's almost over. Hang on.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm outside. It's raining, but I just wanted to stay outside.
Oh.
It's like
I thought about going on my balcony. So I was like, maybe I should.
Need this fresh air, you know?
Yes.
But well, the podcast has officially started.
That's great. Okay, so my name is Vina. I am a mother of a very crazy little three-year-old boy. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, and come from a pretty large family. I have three biological siblings and about five that are kind of through marriage and other things. I'm an Aquarius, of course, the best sign ever, and I'm really laid back, very open to people, different, just different things. I love astrology. I'm just a lover of love, basically.
Ooh, I love astrology too. I'm still just getting to know it. I'm a Capricorn.
Yes, it takes a process.
Yeah,
it's a process.
Yes. Well, I want to say thank you so much for letting me interview you. We've known each other now for like, it's going to be almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something about you, I just was so, I gravitated towards you. Like, I don't know, there's such a nurturing yet like firm and fiery spirit about you. I just felt, you know, I felt good around you, and you would give me some tough love, and it's great. Well, first of all, we used to work together. That is how I met Vina. And I would say that she was my teacher, my soul sister.
Definitely.
This $1 billion company that we both still work at, so we're not gonna name it.
Right.
But I just wanted to say thank you just for allowing me and my audience to hear your story. I think that your story is not only a great one, not just saying it's nice, but like a big one, you know, one that can touch so many lives, but one that you have to be built of godliness to live,
mm-hmm.
you know, to continue. And I just can't wait until you bless us. But yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about what you've been through, and what actually connects us the most?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, like you said, when we first met, I definitely connected to you, and I'm really big on like energy. I'm more of a spiritual person, so I connect based off of energy, and your energy was definitely really, really amazing to me. Last year, about, what was this? Maybe 14, 13 months ago, I lost the love of my life, to violence. He was my fiance, he's my son's father. And I was married previously, and before him, I decided like, I'm not doing marriage again, this is it. Like, whoever I find next, we'll just have to be boyfriend and girlfriend forever. I'm not going down that road again. So him and I were together. I met him in 2011, and we kind of fell off and got back together. And when he died in front of me. And it was the most, I can't even find a word to explain how it feels to see the person that you love and the person that you're going to marry and the person that you decided to have a child with and you plan your future with, like, die in front of your face, right? And it was, I don't know how I can explain how my reaction was, because I know people grieve different ways, right? And for me, like I said, like, we were, you know, one minute everything was fine, we were joking, we were laughing, this next second he's gone, right? And then in a matter of 8 days, you see the person that you're going to marry, you see him happy, alive, and healthy, and then you see him buried in 8 days. It rocks your core, right? And I think for the first 7 months, I was trying to make myself be strong. I was trying to make myself get over it, not get over it, kind of just live with it, right? And my whole excuse was, I have to be strong for my son. I have to be strong for his sisters, you know? And I found myself one day, I just broke down because I was so busy being so strong that I couldn't hold my own strength anymore. I couldn't hold the weight of my strength anymore. I just broke down, and I had to kind of realize grief is not something that you just get over. Like, you have to work through grief. And I believe in the stages of it. It's very real. And I thought initially that I'm not going to be angry. Okay, I'm not going to be this. I'm not going to be this way. But I really was angry. And even still to this day, when it's certain things that I'm like, he should be doing this with my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be taking him to karate and taekwondo. You should be taking him to go get his hair cut. Like, things like that. And it's sad and it sounds selfish, right? And I had to realize that when you're going through grief, you are going to be selfish. And it was a lot on me. And I just didn't know how to deal with it. And when it initially happened, people were telling you things and you're in a whole nother dimension. Your mind is somewhere else, especially when you have seen it for yourself, the person that you love transition. And it took me a long time to say, and it's still kind of hard for me to say it now, that, like, Dre was murdered. Like, he didn't die. Like, he was murdered. Like, someone took him from us. And I think that is something that I am still trying to cope with and still trying to kind of get a hold of my emotions when thinking about that, because it's not fair when, you know, when someone is taken from you. And it's not fair for anyone to lose their significant other. It's tough for everyone, but it's a different type of feeling when someone is taken from you.
I can't imagine, because I absolutely believe you, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, especially when, you know, when you're a person that sees your, you know, your spouse dying or get killed, right? And then it's people that's looking at you crazy because they're like, well, what happened with you? Why didn't something happen to you? Or, you know, it's just the naysayers, and, you know, and it's just like, I'm saying to myself, like, I'm sitting here and I'm grieving. Like, I'm really going through some shit, and you guys trying to make it seem like, you know, like, why didn't something happen to her? Like, if I can change the time and change what happened, I would if I had that ability, but I don't. So it was just a lot for me, like, dealing with that, dealing with, you know, grieving and being a mother and working. And that is the toughest thing ever, because when you want to break down, you can't really break down too much in front of the kids, because especially with, you know, Dre's daughters, they're old enough to ask, well, what happened? Or, well, were you there? Or, was daddy crying? And those are the type of questions they would ask me. Or they'll say, you know, I miss daddy. And they can't talk to their moms about it because they were only used to seeing me with their dad. So they can say it to their moms, but it's a different type of connection with me. So whenever they see me, I'm related to being around their dad. So I get the blunt of both of them coming at me with their emotions. Me dealing with my emotions, his family dealing with their emotions. And it's just, it's tough. Like, I have good days and I have bad days. I have more good days nowadays than I previously did, but this thing called grief, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, honestly. It's very tough.
Especially when we're so young.
Yes. And you have children that are so young.
Yeah.
So my son was 2 when his father died, 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And my whole fear is I have to raise a Black man, right? And it's either going to go, in my mind, it's either going to go one of two ways when he finds out, because I'm not going to hide nothing from him, because I know, you know, when I lost my mom, my family hid what happened with her. And I don't want to do that to him, right? Because it caused me to rebel, and I don't want to do that for him. So either one of two things are going to happen. He's going to rebel and turn to whatever makes him happy or trying to find out why and what happened to his dad, or he's going to learn from it and say, I'm not going to do something that could potentially put me in that position. But my hardest thing is with my son is, your father wasn't in a position to get killed or get murdered. He wasn't. He worked 2 full-time jobs and barely came home because he was spending the night at one job because his jobs are closer together than coming home. Mm-hmm. So like, that's kind of like, I have to explain that to him. Like, your father wasn't in the streets. He wasn't doing anything illegally. So we don't know why what happened, but I have to tell my Black son that the reason when you grow up, the reason why your father isn't going to be at any of your games or any special events or any father-son things is because someone took him from you. So that's more of my fear going forward, is how my son is going to adapt to it. Now, he's young. He doesn't understand it right now. He calls for his father pretty much every day. But at some point, the questions are going to come, like his sisters are asking questions. And people don't realize is that by the time his sisters get old enough to understand what happened, I'm going to have to go back to explaining it to him because he'll be at the age where he needs to know, and he's questioning about what happened. So this is going to be a long process for me for the next, like, few years. Yeah.
Plus, for the next, for pretty much the rest of their lives. And that's something I think that we both have to realize, like, we have the key to the other half of who they are. Mm-hmm. And we have to let them ask these questions, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard though, because Liam is also asking questions, and thank God we have a lot of videos and he has happy memories and he's a happy kid. But I wouldn't know what to do if he was sad, you know what I mean?
Sometimes like, I don't know how to react. I wouldn't know how to react to, like, when he kind of gets to an age of where he's, like, genuinely, truly missing his father. And he feels in his heart, his soul, like, I just want my daddy. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to comfort him. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in his position. I was a little older when my mom passed, but there's nothing that you can do. So I'm glad that I have that experience. Mm-hmm. But it's a different type of thing when I knew my mom for, you know, I was old enough to know her. He's not going to remember him. And I don't want him to feel like, hey, my sister knows. My sisters know who he is. Why don't I know?
Yeah.
So it's just a lot.
Yeah. I can understand. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, hold on. What are you crying for? Go lay down.
Okay. Do you feel any pressure?
I feel, this is weird. Okay, so this is weird what I'm saying, but I'm pretty sure you understand. Yeah. I feel the pressure of trying to be sane. Like, I feel the pressure, like, a lot of his family, his friends come to me about how they're feeling and their emotions and, you know, how they're grieving, right? And I mm-hmm. think sometimes that they forget that I'm grieving as well.
Yeah.
And I feel the pressure of having to be the strong person. Right. You know what I mean? Like, to be sane, to be to be able to, you know, talk to people and calm people down, because that's always been my role, is to comfort people and to make people feel comfortable and let people know everything's going to be okay. I don't know why that's my role in life, mm-hmm. but it's just how I've always been. And so now when I needed that, I couldn't really get that because I made everyone feel and believe that I was fine when I wasn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everyone, I never really cried in front of anyone. I never really kind of grieved in front of anyone. I've never done anything for a person to say, oh my God, like, let me give you a hug. You know what I mean? I've always been like, I'm going to keep a straight face. You're not going to see me cry. Like, I'm going to get through this because I come from a long line of strong women. And that's the only thing I know how to be. But this situation here, like this, I can't be strong all the time. So yeah. I just feel that pressure of being strong and being, I feel like all the eyes on me, like to be a good mother, to always be with my son, like all the time, or to, you know, just make sure I'm good. And I sometimes I'm just not okay.
And why do you feel there's that pressure?
I think it's more so just my personality. People just think that I'm like immediately a strong person initially, right? And I am strong. Like I've dealt with a lot in my life, but I think this time people, they don't realize that, like, oh, she's still grieving or she still is going through this. Like, people don't understand. I look at my son every day, right? And yeah. I see his father like in every day. So I think it's just the pressure because that's what they're used to me being. And I'm an Aquarius, so you're not going to really see a certain side of me unless I want to give it to you, right? And so you're not going to see me, you know, have a weak moment. And it's not that I do it because I want to be looked at a certain way. It's just that you just can't let certain people into your emotions. Like, you just can't.
And you haven't found the people.
That's it again. Maybe about, honestly speaking, no, not really. Like, maybe two people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
But it's a trust thing. So. I don't have a hard time with trusting people, but I do have a hard time with trusting people's motives. So sometimes when I feel like a person's talking to me about how they're feeling, I don't think they're being genuine, or I think that they are genuine, but it's like, let me see where her head is right now. I just always think it's like with the two people that it is, like, it could be something else. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so technically not really, because people will not understand how you're feeling and what you're going through. They won't understand.
Nope, they won't understand.
Yeah, and so they'll tell you, like, oh, I miss him too, or I this and I that. But people will not, they don't know what it is to be in your shoes. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, I lost a loved one too. Yeah, you did, but this is somebody who I woke up and fell asleep next to every night for years. This is someone who I said, when I didn't want to have children, I never wanted to have children, that I had a child with. So that's another type of connection that we have, right? And they will never understand how it feels. Like I said, in 8 days to see your fiance live and well, and then the next 8 days that he's getting buried. So like, no.
Yeah. How has work been?
So I think work is my filter. Work definitely helps me block out whatever emotion I'm going through. I stay super busy at work just so I don't have to think about everything. Like, I have flashbacks sometimes of, you know, the moment that he was shot and the noise that he made and seeing him. I just have those flashbacks sometimes when I'm at work. That gives me a good 8 to 10 hours of the day to not have to worry about having flashbacks or going through like an emotional stage. So,
right. How are you making peace with yourself?
I don't know, because I need someone to tell me what that is. I don't know how to make peace with myself because I think that maybe when, you know, I can't speak too much about the case, but I think when the case is resolved and closed, I thought that maybe that will, you know, that may give me peace. But I think deep down inside, it's not going to give me peace. I don't know what's going to give me peace. I honestly, like when you, like this was someone who I've had a marriage before him. I had two serious relationships before him, but he was legit the love of my life. I don't know if I'm going to have peace. I don't know how I'm going to find it. I need a book on that, honestly.
That's... Yeah. But you'll find it.
I hope it just comes out the blue one day, honestly.
Cause you'll build it. And yeah. you're cool. And you're living.
Yeah.
You're not just surviving, you're living.
That's true.
And this is part of your life at such a young age. And you have so much more to go. And God, I believe you're being pruned for the next stages in your life. Yeah. And you can choose to take it in a negative way and do everything negative, or you can choose to be positive. You're given this opportunity to raise a young man.
Yeah.
His father was taken. It's really unfortunate. Like, it's really, like, in the way in which he was taken, I can't even imagine.
Right.
You're right. I will never understand, like, never. And I never want to see that. I never, ever want to experience that.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't wish that experience on anyone. Like, I don't even care if I dislike a person so much. I will never, ever, like, ever wish that on anyone. And I'm hoping that no one that I know has to go through that. Because then I would feel kind of like, not obligated, but in a sense obligated to just to be there to let them know, like, hey, like, I've been through this. Let me help you. You know what I mean? Let me help you as much as I can, because I'm still helping myself. I'm still healing myself. But, like, you know, just to be there for someone, you know, hopefully.
What are you doing to heal yourself?
So I've been, you know, I've been more in tune with my spirituality. I'm not, I'm religious, but I'm way more spiritual. So I've been doing my chakras. I've been doing my healing crystals. I have been reading. I have been just taking time out to do what's best for me. And typically I did things to benefit others or to make another person feel better. I have to now, I've learned the word no, and learned that if it doesn't, if it's not going to make me and my son happy, I'm not doing it, right? So definitely having my space, and I have my own place. So, you know, I don't really let people come over. I protect my energy. I protect my son's energy. Like, that's just how I'm just doing things for right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And how is dating?
Oh, geez. Okay, so listen. Okay. Definitely went on a date. Not because I wanted to. Not because I was looking for something. It was more so that I wanted someone to fill that void of companionship that I had with my fiance, right? And it's natural. I definitely did it very prematurely. I was lonely. I just was like, I have no adult to talk to. I'm just only talking to my son. Like, you know what I mean? I had my sisters and I had my mom, but that's different. Like, you can't really have certain type of conversations with family.
Right.
And I went on a date. It was a great date. It just wasn't for me at the moment in time. It opened my eyes to men and to the dating field. I haven't been out there in years. I don't, for right now, honestly, I don't even have anyone that I can say, oh, hey, maybe down the road we can kind of date. I just want to, I just don't have it in me. Like, I had it in me for that little moment in time. I don't have it in me anymore. It's not there. Like, I don't want to date. I don't want to deal with men, because in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, what if I find someone that I love again, and then he dies again? Like, what if I have to go through this twice? So, that's just the moment I am right now. Who's to say how I'll be in a year from now? But all I know is for 2020, I'm solo. Like, I don't even want to go on a date. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want anyone's phone number. I don't even want a friend. Like, I just don't want it. I just don't want it.
I feel it.
And I have no choice but to compare them to my fiance, because this is the man I was going to marry, right? So, like, if you're not coming with what he brought to the table and more,
right?
And more, not or more, and right. more, we can't right. even have a conversation, right? And then for me, if I'm not tooting my own horn, however, I can provide what I bring to the table, right? So if you're not bringing to the table what I have and more as well, we're not going anywhere. Like, I'm not selling for less. I'm not going backwards. I have a son now. So I need, if I'm going to date someone, you have to have goals. You have to have morals. You have to be mild-tempered. And you have to be respectful if I'm going to have anyone around my son. So dating... zero. No. Mm-mm. I don't even know what I was thinking in that one moment of time. I mean, of course, I mean, I know what I was thinking. I was just basically just, like I said, filling the void, but it wasn't what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And he was a great guy. He's just going to be great for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're quarantined. How has it been like
for you?
What is going on?
So I'm an essential worker, so I've been working like crazy. However, the moments when my son is with my mom and I'm home by myself, it is super lonely, because I only think, like, I know for a fact that he would be home with me right now. You know what I mean? So. It's lonely. However, I am, like I said, I'm an Aquarius, so I like my space. I like my peace. I like to be by myself. Right. Some moments, it's so lonely that I find myself just randomly talking to him as if he's sitting right next to me. But I'm coping. Like, I'm coping. If I didn't have to work, it'd probably be a whole nother story. But because I'm working and I'm working overtime, it's okay. Honestly.
That's good. Well, is there anything that you want to say? Anything that you want to talk about?
I just want to say that, hey, like, if anyone has experienced, or at some point you will experience this type of loss, whether it's someone being taken from you or someone, you know, dying from natural causes or illnesses, like, honestly, you won't think this in the beginning, but you will definitely be okay. Like, you will be okay. The days will get better. You can cry. You can get all your emotions out. It's going to be tough. Even it's been a year now, and I find myself having moments of, you know, thinking about him and crying and things like that. But, like, honestly, you will be okay. It will get better. That's it.
This has been the Black Widow Diaries with Salome Hardy, featuring Vina tonight. Stay safe out there.